GSA named the small, disadvantaged 8A firms that earned a place on the STARS 2 contract. Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner Steve Kemp says it's broader than its predecessor.
There are companies all around the country. I think 38 states are represented, six more than we had in the last contract. So, again, new opportunities for business and for government to meet their IT needs.
Kemp says there are 599 firms in all. Its predecessor, STARS 1, had over $4 billion in sales. Kemp says this contract will have a $10 billion ceiling.
We're expecting to get close to the ceiling on this one as we move forward, so it's a good day for us and small business.
Kemp spoke at a breakfast hosted by the Coalition for Government Procurement in Tysons Corner, Virginia. He says business is surprisingly brisk.
Through June of this year, our business revenue has been $41 billion, $1 billion over where we were last year. It may not be a lot, but when you consider that the government is spending less money and spending it later in the year, I think we've significantly increased our market share. We've seen business volume up in nearly every business line that we offer.
Kemp says GSA is negotiating hard on behalf of its customers and getting them a good deal for their money. It's also trying to be the Apple store for the government, he says, with in-demand products, knowledgeable customer service, and great marketing. An uncertain budget climate also affects sales. John Nice is Associate Director of Acquisition Services at the Interior Department's National Business Center. He says agencies spent their money early this year.
As soon as they got money, they were coming to us to spend it, I think, quite frankly, because they're afraid they were going to lose it. So we have had an uptick throughout the entire year as far as business.
Nice spoke on a panel with other procurement experts. Ray Bjorklund, Chief Knowledge Officer at Deltek, cautions that fiscal 2012 will be difficult.
As you look at all the pressures to close the deficit gap, which means cutting spending, it very unlikely, as we have learned, means to increase revenues. So cutting spending and recognize that the government has a lot of must-pay bills, like military salaries, like military operations, like civil service, like energy, light bills, and even copier paper, other kinds of contract support are likely to get hit first.
Contractors that don't meet green energy standards may already feel the pinch. Commissioner Kemp says his agency will promote green where strong standards like Energy Star exist.
So what we've been doing is no new products on the schedules that don't meet the Energy Star. I think the copier schedule is a good example of that. So your new products, well, and you know those products turn over pretty quickly, so after a year or two, most of them will be Energy Star compliant.
Non-compliant products may not make it onto the next schedule revision, but Kemp says contractors shouldn't panic yet. GSA will go slow, he says, in those areas where there's no clear-cut green standards. In Vienna, Virginia, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.